In conflict, some people are not the main offended person or the main offender. They are near the conflict. They may be a friend, spouse, ministry leader, small group member, elder, chaplain, coach, parent, coworker, or church member. They care deeply. They want to help. They may feel called to do something. Peacefire Ministry recognizes two important supporting roles, ambassador and intercessor. An ambassador seeks to represent Christ in the middle of conflict. 2 Corinthians 5 says, God has given believers the ministry of reconciliation. That is a beautiful calling, but it must be practiced with humility and limits. A peacefire ambassador does not carry secret messages back and forth. A peacefire ambassador does not become a spy. A peacefire ambassador does not pressure people into meetings. A peacefire ambassador does not decide the facts without hearing responsibly. A peacefire ambassador does not replace pastors, church processes, counselors, legal authorities, or safety policies. An ambassador may help lower heat. They may encourage prayer. They may invite humility. They may help someone prepare for a wise conversation. They may recommend pastoral oversight or professional support. They may refuse to spread gossip. They may say, I care about you, but I do not want to carry this story in a way that spreads the fire. That is faithful. The intercessor role is also important. An intercessor prays. An intercessor brings the people and the conflict before God. An intercessor asks the Lord for wisdom, repentance, protection, truth, humility, and peace. But intercessors also need limits. Prayer should not become control. Prayer should not become spiritual gossip. Prayer should not become a way to avoid honest action when action is required. Prayer should not become a way to pressure someone into unsafe reconciliation. A faithful intercessor can pray without possessing the conflict. Sometimes the most faithful words are, I will pray for truth and peace. I will not repeat this story. I will encourage you to seek the right help. I cannot be the go-between. I will not pressure a conversation where safety has not been considered. Galatians 6 says that those who are spiritual should restore someone in a spirit of gentleness, watching themselves. That warning matters. Helpers can become proud. Helpers can become controlling. Helpers can become part of the wildfire. Peacefire Ministry teaches supporting people to ask, what is actually mine to do? What is mine to pray? What is not mine to carry? What requires referral, oversight, or formal process? What would love do without control? Ambassadors and intercessors are gifts when they stay in role. They become dangerous when they try to become saviors. Jesus is the Savior. The Peacefire Minister helps people return to Him.